It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. As we get busy on this championship Saturday from Wells Fargo Arena via the airwaves to the KIC studio, we have got the Coach's Corner on the air brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're going to talk a little Moravia Mohawk wrestling here this morning. Albia Blue Demon head coach, wrestling coach, Dave Winger's going to stop by as well. And we got Briar Cochran and the Q in the house, and we'll visit with them here in just a few minutes. Big day yesterday for both Albia and Moravia. Albia, all four wrestlers move on into championship Saturday, as well as the Mohawks. And when you're wrestling on Saturday, you're wrestling on a podium, and that is big stuff. You have had a great tournament if you're wrestling today. When we come back, we're going to catch up with the head coach of the Moravia Mohawks, Coach Denny Whitlow. Stay right here. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
It's time to call Martin Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Days sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to bring you this broadcast from Wells Fargo Arena and my home away from home, my 8x8 cubicle here high above the mats in a suite. Now, this is a suite for the media, but spending 18 hours a day up here, it's going to be tight quarters. And a guy that has been spending some time in the hotel room this week, the way you'd want to if you're a high school wrestling coach, and that is Coach Denny Whitlow here, high above the mats and high fidelity. Coach, really a historic week here for Moravia Mohawk Wrestling.
Yeah, Jason, definitely is. You know, the week that we've had, you know, we've never had one like this in Moravia history for wrestling, and it's been a great ride, and we just hope that it continues for a little bit longer.
Brought three guys up. That's always an outstanding. But to have three guys wrestling on Saturday, I know, Coach, and these three guys, you know, you got a senior, a junior, and a sophomore. You got the, you know, entire lineup here of the future and the present for Moravia.
Yeah, you know, and I know you could talk to any of these three boys, and they say they couldn't have done it by themselves. The other guys we had on the team definitely pushed them this year. You know, Moravia won 16 duels this year, which is the most they've ever won. We sent six boys to districts, and all of them are coming back except for Briar. So, you know, we see some brighter days even ahead here for Moravia Wrestling, and it's just been a great season.
Well, Nick Martin's getting warmed up. He's going to go here just shortly, and so we're going to catch up with him later on. But you got the Q standing next to you. This guy is a heck of a wrestler. For 220 pounds, you know, he's a guy that's really light on his feet, very athletic 220-pound athlete.
Yeah, you know, when we got into the season, Q weighed about 215 or so, and If he asked us, you know, do you think I should stay at 220 or go to 195, his descent plan would allow him to go down to that. And we said, well, let's just wait and see how things play out. And then after Christmas break, he got a flu for a few days, and next thing we know, he's down to 205. Then we really started thinking, do we stay at 195? You know, he's so, like I said, light-footed. He kind of uses that. And this kid, you've never seen anybody with a, you know, a work ethic like he's got for a big guy. And we feel really confident if we can get kids into the third period with his conditioning and stuff, he's going to win most of those matches. And, you know, the two matches that he has lost, they were two kids that you can tell have cut down to 220, a little bit bigger than he was. But, you know, he's kept it close and just not on the right side of it. But, you know, he's gained a lot of experience, and that'll help him, you know, into next year as well.
Well, great tournament for you, Q. It seems like you really have gotten the right mindset out there and really went after it.
I mean, yeah, I try to focus. I mean, I've never really been here before in this state of mind, so definitely listening to Breyer and all the coaches and really helped me out.
We'll talk about today. You know, you're on the podium. Now you're just wrestling for work your way up on that, you know, a little higher on the podium.
Yeah, right now I'm stuck, so I can go for 7th or 8th. So, I mean, that's definitely a good feeling. I'm podium, so.
Yeah, you know, you sit that in, you think about this. You're part of the Grand March tonight and the pageantry, and, you go face strong here, and you got your senior year ahead of you. Or you've got time ahead of you, buddy. You're just really getting started here.
I mean, that's definitely a good feeling. I mean, that's been my goal since a freshman, so I've really worked hard to do it, so. I'm looking forward to next year as well. So,
well, I think you got a large fan club back in Moravia. The text that came in for Q, it was pretty amazing. All those kids back there are looking up to you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little kids. You never really know until they come up to you. And it's almost the whole school. We're such a small school that everyone knows who you are. So,
that's a little bit of a responsibility as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the Q, coach, just an outstanding young man. He is the kind of kid you hope your younger kids look up to.
Right, you know, and he is the type of kid that, you know, you want your kids to look up to, and you can build programs around a kid like Q. And, you know, if you had, you know, 20 Qs in the room or even on a football field or anything like that, I mean, that's what you build state championships around is somebody like Q here.
Quentin Castile, outstanding, 220, and we're looking forward to watching him fight for a 7th place finish. Coach, the guy sitting next to you here, Breyer Cochran, buddy, a man on a mission, and you know, really, I just go back, you know, his experience here, 4 years, you know, of being up here, that's history, but his experience here, you know, I think that really helped him out, but coming off those mats last year, I knew his vision and his goal was one thing, and he's been that man on the mission.
Yeah, you know, last year we came up here, had a lot of confidence that we were going to do really well, and kind of got knocked off early, and you know, that was kind of a shock to all of us. And you know, like Breyer said, he just took a few days off, kind of focused, took the summer to kind of gain his feet and get ready to wrestle again. And I think that's what he kind of needed. You know, Breyer's been wrestling since about the time that he could walk. His dad Jamie, my assistant coach, you know, he had a kids club going all the way up through, and all these boys that we've got up here and many other ones, you know, Jamie's taught them since they were 5-6 years old, and you know, he's definitely helped us build this program. And Breyer, you know, has came up, they've went all around the country wrestling, and it's great to see it pay off here tonight.
Well, Breyer, buddy, it has been really fun to watch you over your career and to see you develop and the maturity, not only in your wrestling, but really as a man, and it's really been impressive. And as we were talking to Q, it's a great example to all the kids back in the Moravia as an example to follow.
Yeah, that's kind of, my mom stresses this a lot, being a good role model to the younger kids. You know, she's a third grade teacher, and every time I go in there asking for money or something, all the kids are like, Breyer, Breyer, Breyer. And so it keeps you on your toes a little bit as a person whenever you're just walking in the halls. You know that you have a lot of people looking up to you, and I don't want to say you don't want to disappoint them, but you don't want to disappoint people like that.
Well, there's one thing about doing the work on the mat. You know, the disappointment is how you are as a character. You know, that's and you've won there. Now, folks that are just listening, this young man is an outstanding athlete. an outstanding, a tremendous quarterback for the Mohawks, outstanding wrestler. But he made the front page of the Albion newspaper. But it had nothing to do with the athletic. Brain bowl, you know, so see, the thing is, Breyer, you get it done on the mat, but it also can show you can also do it with a lot of smarts and hard work in the classroom.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing my mom stresses, is being really involved. And I actually got a Snapchat from someone saying, oh, man, Breyer's famous again. And I looked at it, and it said, Moravia Brain Bowl wins the tournament. I was like, I was not expecting that. But, yeah, you know, I'm involved in student council, class president, you know, Brain Bowl, just a bunch of things, National Honor Society. Just it makes you a better person in general, just going out there. And most of those are beneficial for other people. So it's just going out there and helping other people, just do whatever they need to do.
Well, you have a chance. You've made history. Second Moravia Mohawk to make it to the finals. First four-time state qualifier. But still a chance to add to that history book. But you got to topple one spot there and get a championship, and then you'll take the podium and be the first state champion. The only other qualifier is someone you're familiar with, and he's wearing the headset right now, and this is the assistant coach on this Moravia Mohawk team, the AD of Moravia, and the father of Breyer Cochran. Jamie Cochran, buddy, I know you're a very proud dad, not only as a dad of an outstanding wrestler, but outstanding son.
Yeah, I'm this past week and this season has been a long strain. Like I told you yesterday, it's been about 365 days in the process, but it's almost kind of surreal. It's all kind of coming down to an end, and you know, whatever happens, happens. But this is a proud papa right here. So,
well, you know, he's got you've got the experience. You know, it's one thing to be a dad and to talk about going out there and giving your best, but you've been in this moment. You know the feelings that you go through, and just walking out on the Grand March is a lot of goosebumps to get over, the whole thing. And you've been there, and so you can give him that advice.
It was 25 years ago, so if I can remember some of that stuff. But he's been here before, too. He knows the process. This venue is nothing new. The environment's nothing new. It's the same circle he's been wrestling on all year long, all his life. So I think I'm going to let him do his own little thing. I've been kind of staying off to the side, letting him do his own preparation this past week, and I'm not going to get in his way.
Breyer, your thoughts about tonight?
Right now I'm looking at that big board, and they've just been playing state finals the last 10 seconds of every match. And right, you see the celebration of kids, and then you see the defeat of some kids. I just saw Shadow up there after one of his matches, and I've been there, and I don't want to feel the misery, and so I'm going to go out there. I'm going to get it done.
Well, let me just reassure you, and I know that your coaches and I know your dad's been telling you this all week, not to set you up to not go out and give it your best all, but there is no losers at the state tournament, not one. And I see some of the young men after the matches really heartbroken when things don't go their way. And, I, you know, going down the hallways, oftentimes you find guys sitting there really broken down. But I'm going to tell you something, as you reflect back on this, no matter the outcome, this is going to be one of the special moments in your life. Not the highlights, but I think his dad would tell you that highlight may have been when you came into this world. So this is a big day for you, buddy, but there's going to be lots of big days, and everyone in Southern Iowa is proud of you, including the entire Mohawk family. Congratulations. Breyer Cochran, hey, he's in the finals. Thanks, Jamie Cochran, dad of Breyer Cochran. Thanks, Coach Denny Whitlow. The Q's been in the house, and, of course, Nick Martin's going to be on the mats here in a few minutes. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. Dave Winger is waiting in the wings when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to those who farm the land. But the sound of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is far too common on our family farms. When equipment comes in contact with power lines, bad things happen.
Plan your path to clear lines by at least 10 feet. Always lower your grain auger before moving. Any contact has the potential to kill. Remember, stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Sennett Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sennett Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sennett Funeral Home.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager of Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Whether you are planning on buying or leasing your next vehicle, you'll get the right information to make a clear choice and get the best satisfaction from the staff at Pete Harkness Auto Group. Doug and Crystal Woofer made a decision to buy and lease from Pete Harkness Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle is a very big investment, and I'm extremely picky customer. I believe that Steve Bunch and Pete Harkness down in Centerville put up with a lot of my high expectations, which a lot of other dealerships probably would not put up with. I think going in there is a friendly atmosphere. People are happy and excited. I got help from Mike. He actually took me out on test drives, and my overall experience buying from Pete Harkness has been outstanding.
We know how much your car means to you, and we plan to make your car buying experience one you'll want to talk about. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com. Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service. We're just a smile away.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back here. High by the Mets, high fidelity on this Coach's Corner. Rolling right along. Janice Krall's going to join us up here in a few minutes and talk about what it's like to be an Olympian. She's been a part of the Olympics, and we're going to find out how and that role and how she got there. But right now, we want to talk to our outstanding head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger. Coach, you know, I don't know if there's enough superlatives to really describe the tournament that you guys have had up here. It's just been tremendous, and all your guys showed up and wrestled absolutely with their best effort.
Yeah, they did. And I'm pretty proud of these guys. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. They just grind it out, and they're good Midwestern farm boy kids, and they know what it's like to work, and they take that out on the mat with them. So I love them to death, and they work pretty hard for me.
Well, we'll start with Aiden Reeves. Going to come out here in a few minutes. He's fighting for a third place finish, Coach, and that's an amazing finish. But one thing I know about Aiden Reeves,
he's never shooting for a participation ribbon or runner-up. He is a champion in mind, and that's the thing that kind of, you know, my heart sunk for him last night because he gave a great effort, and in the final 6 seconds he gave up that takedown. But to know him, that it really had to dig at his heart, because I know he wanted to get a championship, and that's how high all of your guys have those kind of expectations.
Yeah, he did. I really haven't talked to him too much. I know I was talking to my wife about it last night, and she was asking me, and I said I generally just leave the guys alone and let them regroup the way they want to regroup, and I don't think they really want anybody hanging. Like our matchup this morning, but yeah, we got caught on the edge there, and it was so reminiscent of Shadow there in the semis. I got a love-hate relationship with the semifinals, I guess. But if it were easy, you know, it wouldn't be as much fun. So,
amen.
You know, anything worthwhile is difficult, and he'll keep plugging away. He still has three more chances.
Then you get Blake, the Outlaw Lawless. My goodness, 9 stitches, is that right, in his forehead? And you know, he looked like a mummy out there. He's wrapped up so much. What a tremendous fight out of him, and just, you can't. He's just special. He's a special kid. You know, his hard work, his toughness, and his absolute humility. He's just one of the very best.
Oh, no question. I don't know. I'm that kid's got my respect for the rest of my life. I can tell you that. I don't know if you were here to see that gash on his head. It was, you could see it from the top row of.
You could see it up here, yeah. And the official after the next match caught up with Travis Zapatos down the mic, and he said, "How's the wrestler doing?" Because that was the 35 years of officiating. He said that was the worst cut I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was nasty, and I was right on it too, and it was a mess. Luckily, we had Iowa State's trainers down there to take care of him, and. It was funny because, not funny, but you know what I mean. They took him right underneath the grandstands and started sewing him up. So I suppose they have a hockey player surgeon back here that does all their stitch work. And, heck, they got him in and out like McDonald's. So it was something else. I was joking around. I said I thought I was going to have to take him back to the hotel and stitch him up.
Yeah,
so.
We were worried about that.
Yeah, I bet you were.
And he goes out and finishes that match,
yeah,
and wins.
Yeah.
And gets to the semifinals, yeah. And how do you do last night? Get a good night's sleep? I know that's kind of hard to sleep with. You know, when you get your blood rushing like that. I thought about that in the third match, how much that might have played, because your blood starts flowing, and then those wounds really start to feel.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that he finished the match. Obviously, my gosh, I mean, that kid is unbelievable. So. He's doing well. He's going to have some swelling issues that we're going to have to keep an eye on. We want to make sure it doesn't affect his vision, and we'll have a mask for him just in case he breaks some of those stitches out. And he's got to keep going. So we've got a plan in case something breaks open, and we'll tape it up and continue to go.
Well, he's going to be fighting for a third place finish here. We're going to get to the podium matches here in just a few minutes, but right now we're talking with Dave Winger here on the Coach's Corner. Coach, two guys in the finals. You know, that's it's just a little bit surreal here to think about. There was a time in the wrestling room when you fought to get enough guys to, well, 9 guys I think at one point. So you think about this journey that you've been on, and. This certainly isn't the pinnacle of Albion Wrestling. I think that's yet to come.
Yeah, I believe that too. And it's just a process, you know. Everybody wants everything immediately, and that's just the society that we live in. And snap your fingers, and it's there. And it's taken us 9 years. I mean, we lost in the finals several times over the years, and that was a step. And, you know, and then we finally got one last year with Carter, and that was awesome. And now this year, another step, and with 2 in the finals, it's, you know, as you sit back and reflect, you just have to realize that it's all a process, and you have to let that process play out. But I think you're right. Looking forward, we've got some young kids in our program that's going to keep us going forward.
Bryce Leshen, buddy, 152 pounds.
45.
Yeah, get, well, you mean you get Tossium and Lawless up,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm always having to check myself when I get ready to broadcast because they're like twins.
Oh, yeah.
And toughness as well. And, you know, you think about Bryce's journey up here at the Well in the past, and he's really struggled because he's had injuries to deal with.
Yeah.
And this year he just seemed really healthy and loose, and he's always got that right mind and spirit.
Yeah, you know, his game plan, he's always got a plan. Always, that kid's always thinking on the mat. I was trying to watch his match, you know, when Blake was on the mat there in the semis, and I saw that it was 1-1, and I thought, well, here we go, you know, or the clock's ticking. And I didn't see the last takedown, but I heard the Albia section erupt, and I looked over, and, you know, it was an awesome feeling. So it had to be awesome for Nick sitting in the corner, too, and Angie and Eric and all the Leshens and Pickerels. And, I mean, a family that put their heart and soul into our program. And you know, it's going to pay off, or it has paid off. And I think that's a great reward for that family that's put so much into our program.
I just love the family, and you're right. They have absolutely sold out to Albia Sports and Albia Wrestling, and you know, they've left a legacy. You know, the Leshens and the Pickerels have left a legacy in Albia, and it's impressive. And Coach, what's he got to do tonight? And who's the matchup?
For Bryce
Leshen, yep.
Yeah, he's got the Clarion kid, Broad, I believe is his name, we were able to watch him. Good thing about it, now we've been talking some bad things about state duels, but now here's the good thing about state duels: you're able to look at some kids that you don't normally see, and we knew who was in the bracket, and we watched the kid, and he's a good kid. He's a scrambler, and obviously he's a good kid. And my goodness, he's in the finals. But you know, it's we've looked at some head-to-heads, and it's going to be a dogfight. So the good thing about Bryce is he's really tough on his feet. He's hard to take down. So you know, if we can get that first takedown, that's what we preach to Bryce: get that first takedown. And he's tough on top, and when you're tough on top and you get out from the bottom, you get the first takedown. I like our chances, so it'll be a good ride.
Carter the Iceman Isley.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just
He's
just Carter.
Yeah, he's just Carter. Yeah, wouldn't you like to be Carter for a day and just kind of strut around this place? But I got to follow him around, so I can feel tough when I follow him around. So he's got a sophomore from Webster City, and he's been on our radar all year too. Snuck into the rankings, and he's just slowly been coming up, and he's now at number two. So we've got a number one, number two matchup in the heavyweight finals there. So we'll see what happens. We know what we're going to do with Carter. I mean, heavyweights aren't used to getting shot on, you know, their legs shot on. I was talking to a photographer down on the mat after Carter's semifinals match, and he was whooping it up down there, and I turned around to grab my stuff, and he says, "Oh my gosh, I love heavyweights that shoot on the legs, and you don't see it very often." So he'll use his quickness, and Nick's been a real great asset for Carter as well on his feet and hitting those shots. Nick tells him all the time, if you shoot, you're going to score. So, and that's happened this week for sure.
Well, buddy, is the suit pressed?
It is. It is. That's something that I can get used to. I will say this, that Coach Helm's going to go out with Bryce tonight. So a guy that's really put in his time as well, and a guy that I can lean on, and a great friend. And I don't need to sit in those corners. I've been there enough to where... I won't give it up for two matches, but I'll give it up. So that's another great thing about our having two in the finals.
Well, Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, go get them tonight and have a good time.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Enjoy the moment.
I appreciate it.
Outstanding season here for Albia. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
The state of Iowa is known for excellence in wrestling at the college, the university, and right here at the high school level. And speaking of excellence, Iowa is also known for excellence in education. If you're considering open enrolling your student to another district next year, put the Albee Community School District at the top of your list. Their emphasis on academics is second to none. They emphasize strong core academic skills along with 21st century skills. They have great programs like Project Lead the Way for students who are looking at majoring in engineering in college. They have college and career readiness partnership programs with Indian Hills Community College where students can earn credit, college, and high school at the same time without ever leaving campus. They have computer coding courses for students in grades K through 8, reading recovery programs for struggling readers in first grade, and strong enhanced and special education programs and many more. It's all there in the Albee School District. Don't forget March 1st is the open enrollment deadline. You can pick up forms in your local office or at the Albee District office. But do so. It's well worth it.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
How many things can I plug into one power strip?
I don't know. Does it really matter?
Electrical problems cause more than 50,000 house fires every year. Although it's tempting to keep plugging devices into power strips, it's not safe. An overloaded circuit is a recipe for disaster. Around your home, keep safety top of mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albee? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albee. At the Homestead of Albee, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
You wouldn't have a child do a man's job, so why would you put an off-brand filter on your John Deere equipment and expect it to perform like John Deere filters that are continually subjected to intense quality control monitoring and testing to protect the valuable investment you've made? Stop by Sinclair Tractor during the month of February and get 12% off all John Deere filters and 10% off all John Deere oil. Stock up and save at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner as we get ready to move to the next round of wrestling here as we look for place winners here at the state wrestling tournament. But the Southern Iowa Technology text line got a text come in. Winger is a huge role model to young bucks as well. We are lucky to have him. We just recently moved in, and he made us feel right at home. That's Coach Dave Winger, and couldn't agree more. He is an outstanding coach, a great role model for all of our kids, and pretty decent guy, too. We are going to visit with Jan Krall. Jan's back at the KIC studios high above the square in Albee. And, Jan, you have been a part of some really big wrestling moments, including the Olympics. So we officially have you as an Olympian.
Okay.
So tell us about your experience and you know, how you got there, how you earned this spot to be a part of the Olympics.
Well, when I was in high school and college, I didn't like wrestling at all. And when I started teaching, some of the ninth graders were hanging out in my seventh grade classroom after school, and one of them was a wrestler, so I had to go see what he was doing and immediately fell in love with the sport. When some of those kids went to high school, I met the high school wrestling coach who was very involved in freestyle. And so I did high school statistics for him, and then he started me doing the pairing part of freestyle tournaments, which is the all the paperwork, doing the matches, and recording all the results. From there, I met the national director of pairings officials and started doing some state and national meets, and eventually worked some international wrestling tournaments and became certified by FILA, the international governing body for wrestling, and was selected to work at the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles.
My mic went off for a second up here, Jana. So when you look back on that experience, was it as nerve-wracking as I think it would be? Because, you know, there's so much riding on the line, and if you don't do your job right, somebody loses the medal.
Or somebody from the international offices, you're out the door.
That's a good point.
It was nerve-wracking at times because for the international meets, weigh-ins ended a half hour before wrestling started.
Wow.
So we had a scurry time where we had to do all the matches and assign them to mats and get that all approved by the FILA officials before, in that 30 minutes before wrestling started.
Oh my, that's a lot of pressure, you know, and you know every eye and every nation is on you. It's not just some high school wrestling tournament. It's the pinnacle of wrestling.
Well, to those wrestlers, it's not any more important than the high school wrestling tournament.
That's a very good point, Jan. Jan's very wise. That's probably why she earned this spot to be where she is. So, you know, one of the things you told me off the air was about the you get ranked and rated at, you know, at what you do. How does and that determines whether or not you qualify to be a part of the Olympics. Tell us how is that done? How do they do that?
Well, at one point I was probably the third highest ranked pairings official in the nation. And that came from experience and learning how to do the pairings and how to run a tournament, which involves all the timing and being sure that everything ran correctly. And I did lots of wrestling tournaments, and I went to several places across the nation and conducted clinics to teach other people how to do that too.
So she became an instructor, the pupil that became the teacher. So, you know, in your experiences, obviously, I would think the Olympics stands out, but you've been a part of a lot of big events. Tell us about your most memorable moment.
Well, I don't think I told you that I've also worked at the Division I NCAA tournament, and for 26 years was the matchmaker for that tournament until about 4 years ago when I got replaced by a computer.
The matchmaker.
Yes. I had all the bout sheets and assigned them to the mats, so I told those wrestlers where to go.
Well, yeah, only Jan Crawl could get that done. Coach Winger, you have a hard time telling them where to go.
Yeah, I will say this about Jan. She comes in and helps us with our home duels, and it never fails. We just know that she's going to be there, and when she walks in the door and the officials see that she's there, they know that things are going to be done the right way. So it takes a lot of pressure off us, too. So I appreciate that, Jan, and everything you've done for our program.
Thanks, Dave.
You know, I just when you were telling me this when we were visiting one afternoon, I could not believe that we didn't know this. We have somebody who has done it at such a high level, and you're very humble about it, Jan. Really a pretty amazing journey. Is there any one wrestler that that stands out? And you know, as a matchmaker, do you really get a chance to watch the matches?
At the NCAAs, there are six sessions, and usually for the first three, I didn't see any matches. And when we went to fewer mats on the floor, then occasionally I got to raise my head and see what was going on. The finals, of course, were fun because all my work was done. They were all on one mat, and so I got to see all those. No, there's not a particular wrestler that really stands out. A lot of them have special moments, and I've known watched a lot of wrestlers in all those years, and there are very few of them that I don't think very highly of. They're just, wrestling makes them very special people.
So you went from a person who didn't care for wrestling at all to a champion of the sport.
That's right. When I was at UNI, my roommate begged me to go to wrestling meets across the street, and I wouldn't go. Didn't like it.
And to think the number, have you had any thought on how many matches you've had your fingerprints on?
No, none at all.
It's got to be a large number, I can tell you that. Well, Jan Krall, if you're looking to get matched up, Jan is the matchmaker.
And I will say this, too. I'm sorry to cut in, but I wanted to say that I can always get a hug from Jan, too, so... And that's comforting, too. She knows that I get stressed out sometimes, and she gives me a nice handshake and a hug every time I see her, so I appreciate that, too.
And this is your message today, to have fun, Coach Winger.
I'll try to remember that, dear.
The calm, soothing demeanor of a matchmaker.
That's right.
Jan Krall. She's an Olympian, folks. She's been a part of the Olympics, part of some of the biggest events in wrestling, including the NCAA Nationals, and just all over the world. So, Jan, thank you so much for coming up and sharing with us this morning. And thank you for all your work for the sport of wrestling. And I know that who once may not have enjoyed it, now you become a lover of the sport.
That's right. And thank you, Jason.
Jan Krall, and folks, she's in our backyard. She's our neighbor. She's an Olympian. Right here in Albion Monroe County. And so we are going to take a timeout and come back here and get ready for some wrestling high above the mats and high fidelity as we move from the Coach's Corner to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We are looking for place winners today. We are going to be setting the podium up when we come back. These mats below us, these eight mats, as we move through the day, will disappear. And then there will be three. Three mats on Championship Saturday night, and it'll all be here on your Sports Leader KIC. Don't go anywhere.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters, 932-5172, 932-5172, or on the web at deweymotor.com.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Don't roll the dice on second-rate net wrap. Vermeer Net is a win-win for producers like you who want premium quality net wrap at a great price. Available for 4-foot and 5-foot to balers of all kinds and with 8 size options to choose from, odds are there's a roll size just right for you. A green, black, and white color scheme lets the Field Sharks know you're bringing real tough net wrap to the table. Do you want to roll in the savings? Next time, bet on Vermeer Net or come see us at Bowser Equipment in Albion and ask about Vermeer Net. It's a bet worth taking.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another edition of the Coach's Corner in the books. Really want to thank Jan Krall. When we had our conversation, I found out that she had been a part of the Olympics and helping with wrestling so much. I just couldn't believe that her story hadn't been shared. And so I wanted the rest of the world to hear about it and what a dedication she had to the sport. And, you know, she woke up one day and didn't care for wrestling. And then the next day she's one of the matchmakers setting up and running these Olympic wrestling tournaments. Want to thank Coach Denny Whitlow and Quentin Castile for stopping up, along with Briar Cochran and Briar's dad, Jamie Cochran. What a tremendous tournament for Moravia. Coach Dave Winger, before I get the headset off, I know you guys have such a special relationship, Albion and Moravia.
Yeah, we do. We didn't see each other that much this year, but, you know, we have in the past, and we know those three guys that are competing up here and the rest of the team, and they're just really good. My wife teaches there, obviously, and my kids go to school there, so they're great people and really happy for them. They deserve it.
Well, buddy, I wish you the very best today. Go enjoy the moment. Jan was right. Of all the things, and for the athletes as well, you know, to really let this sit in and enjoy it. And it's so difficult because the moment you think you're going to enjoy something and take it in, the guy across from you on the mat's trying to take it away from you, and so you really can't enjoy it. So yep. You just you have to hope that your kids can reflect on it a few hours later and really realize how special a moment they're all sitting in.
Yeah, right. Some of you guys have asked me before how I stay so calm down there. You're going to see me get excited. Mike Pickerel, real quick, Mike Pickerel called me midway through the week, and he says, "Hey, Winger, I want you to do one thing for me this week." And I said, "Yeah, what's that, Mike?" And he said, "Get excited, would you? You need to get excited. Get up out of that chair and get excited." So I think I'll do that today. I don't know what's going to come out, but you be ready for it. So,
well, I love Tyrone, Mike Pickerel. we share a common name. He's got the nickname Tyrone, and that's my middle name. We're both Tyrone boys.
Yeah, you're not as tough as him, though.
No, right? No, my goodness. Well, that ain't saying much. I ain't giving Mike much credit, to be quite frank about it. We want to thank all of you. I want to thank Coach Dave Winger and his entire coaching staff and the wrestlers. They've been so generous with their time, including the work we've done with Fox 15, Coach. You guys really have had to run to catch up with this and help us out to make sure that we can celebrate your kids and your program.
Yeah, you guys do a great job and supporting. We need more promoters of wrestling, and you guys are doing a great job with that. So I appreciate everything you guys do, too. And before I go, I want to say hi to my family out in Nebraska and my wife. And, you know, you can't do this without people in your corner. And my family's such great supporters of what I do. And I'm away from them a lot, so I love you guys, and we'll go get you a couple tonight.
Well, your daughter came and got to come around with us quite a bit.
Yeah, with her being a senior, you know, I've been away, you know, and I've missed out on a lot of her stuff. And with her being a senior, I put a wristband on her, which probably would get me in trouble, but I don't care. I mean, she's given a lot to my career as well, so I'm going to let her soak it up with me a little bit.
It was great seeing her up here, and big old smiles on her face. And Miss Emma, hello, Miss Emma, as well. We want to thank all of you for making us a part of this Coach's Corner and spending some time with us throughout this entire tournament. We're going to take a timeout and wrap things up here from the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. When we come back, we're going to be in high fidelity, high above the mats and high fidelity all over this world of ours at www.kicradio.com. And we will bring you these podium matches to determine the spot on the podium as we set things up for the finals tonight. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit. We'll see you after this timeout.